For many years, it was the custom at this temple for the first teisho of Sesshin to be on Zhao Zhou's dog, case number one in the Wu Men Guan, the Koan Mu, and the second on Dogen's Fukan Zazengi, a universal recommendation for Zazen. Thus we look at both halves of our Zen heritage, the Linji side, Rinzai, and the Cao Dong, or Soto side. For this session, we're going to return to that custom. So today we'll look at case number one in the Wu Men Guan, Zhao Zhou's dog. The case reads, a monk asked Zhao Zhou, has a dog Buddha nature or not? Zhao Zhou said, Mu. A Wu Men's commentary. For the practice of Zen, you must pass through the barrier set up by the ancestral teachers. To realize this wondrous thing called enlightenment, you must cut off the mind road. If you do not pass through the barrier, if you do not cut off the mind road, then you are a ghost clinging to bushes and grasses. What is the barrier of the ancestral teachers? It is just this one word, Mu, the one barrier of our faith. We call it the gateless barrier of the Zen tradition. When you pass through this barrier, not only will you see Zhao Zhou face to face, but you will walk hand in hand with all the ancestral teachers in the successive generations of our lineage. You will be eyebrow to eyebrow with them, seeing with the same eyes, hearing with the same ears. How wonderful! Who would not want to pass through this barrier? For this, you must make your body one great inquiry. With your 360 bones and joints and your 84,000 pores, concentrate on this one word, Mu. Day and night, keep digging into it. Don't consider it to be nothingness or as being or not being. And don't think in terms of has and has not. It is like swallowing a red-hot iron ball. You try to vomit it out, but you can't. Gradually, you purify yourself, eliminating mistaken knowledge and attitudes you have held from the past, casting away all illusory thoughts and discriminations, inside and outside become one. You are like a mute person who has had a dream. You know it for yourself alone. Suddenly, Mu breaks open. The heavens are astonished and the earth is shaken. It is as though you have snatched the great sword of General Guan. When you meet the Buddha, you kill the Buddha. When you meet Bodhidharma, you kill Bodhidharma. Facing life and death, you are utterly free in the six realms of existence and in the four modes of birth. You move about in a samadhi of innocent delight. How then should one work with it? With might and main, devote yourself to Mu and exhaust all your life energy on this one word, Mu. If you do not falter, your mind will, like a light flashed on in the dark, suddenly become bright. Wonderful indeed. Wu Men's verse. Dog, Buddha nature. The full presentation of the whole, with a bit of has or has not. Body is lost, life is lost. Mu is the ultimate koan. I know of no other that so completely that is so completely impenetrable by the discursive mind. Many koans use misdirection, throw sand in your face, get you to look in the wrong place. But Mu simply is. Zhao Zhou makes no attempt to be cute or misleading or even subtle. He just said, Mu. It is this very impenetrability that makes the most commented upon and the most effective initial koan for the student to bang heads with. I hope nobody here thinks they know what Mu is, or that they understand Mu. If you do, I will have to give you 30 blows. This koan, or any koan, all of which are manifestations of the great reality, is beyond anything to do with knowing or not knowing. Wu Men claimed that the cases of the Wu Men Guan were not compiled in any particular order, but it's pretty obvious that he gave Mu the primary place. He worked on it for 6 years. Also, Wu Men's commentary is by far the most extensive in the Wu Men Guan. It is a very complete and concise statement of the Linji approach to Zen practice and realization. What is the barrier of the ancestral teachers? It is just this one word, Mu, the one barrier of our faith. Barriers. The barrier of the ancestral teachers is the one word, Mu, the barrier of our faith. But what about barriers? What are they really? What are they? Where are they? The very notion of a barrier implies separation, two-ness. It also implies struggle, opposition, overcoming, conquering. Or as some say, it requires smashing through. What are these barriers? And what do we do with them? We look at mountains, a great mountain range like the Sierra Nevada or the Himalayas, and see what looks like an impenetrable barrier. How could we ever get past that? We read of intrepid explorers braving the elements in order to get through a high mountain pass, or failing to, as with the Donner Party. A poem by Han Shan, the Tang era recluse and poet, reads, "Men ask the way to Cold Mountain. Cold Mountain, there is no through trail. In summer, the ice doesn't melt. The rising sun blurs in swirling fog. How did I make it? My heart's not the same as yours. If your heart was like mine, you'd get it and be right here." How does Han Shan conquer a mountain? If your heart was like mine, you'd get it and be right there. Did Han Shan conquer the mountain? Or did the mountain conquer Han Shan? If the mountain has entered you, what is there to conquer? Walls are barriers. We look at a wall and see a barrier. For 9 years, Bodhidharma faced the wall. Was that a barrier? If it had remained a barrier all that time, I doubt very much that he would have continued. So what happened? The wall changed. It became translucent and then utterly transparent. There was no wall. And if there is no wall, was there ever a wall? Did the wall really change? Or did Bodhidharma change? And if it was Bodhidharma that changed, was there ever a fixed entity called Bodhidharma? And what about you and me? Distances are barriers. The goal looks impossibly far off, unattainable. What a long, hard slog it will be. Will I ever get there? Case number 24 in the Blue Cliff Record reads, Lu Che came to Gui Shan, who said, Old cow, so you have come. Lu Che said, Tomorrow there is a great communal feast at Tai San. It's a place several hundred miles away. Will you be going, teacher? Gui Shan lay down and stretched himself out. Lu Che immediately left. Was that several hundred miles a barrier for Gui Shan? Did Gui Shan even see a barrier? Is that feast really a great distance away? If not, where is it? Where are you? Time is a barrier. We hear of the 8,000 lives that the Buddha lived as a bodhisattva before he was reborn as Siddhartha Gautama. Well, I'm no Siddhartha. How long will it take me? How many kalpas? Did I wait too long before I started sitting? Am I too old? A monk asked Master Qinrang of Mount Xingyan, The Buddha of great penetration and perfect wisdom did zazen for 10 kalpas on the Bodhi seat, but could not attain Buddhahood. Why was this? Qinrang said, Your question is exactly to the point. The monk persisted, but he did zazen so long in the Bodhi seat. Why couldn't he attain Buddhahood? Qinrang said, Because he did not attain Buddhahood. This monk was worried about time. How long, O Lord, how long? But what is Qinrang suggesting? A Buddha who did not attain Buddhahood? What is that about? If there is nothing to be attained and no attaining, is time a barrier? Are you looking to attain something in this session? If so, it will take forever. If you drop all notions of attaining, getting somewhere, achieving, that is, if you drop the self that attains. In that moment of not attaining, you attain it. Guilt and shame are barriers. Oh, I'm too defiled, too sinful. I've lived a terrible, selfish life. Case number 30 in the Denko Roku, the 30th ancestor, China's third ancestor, Sung Tsang, went to see the 29th ancestor and said, Your disciple is suffering from a fatal sickness. I beg your reverence, please release me from my sins. Sung Tsang is said to have had leprosy, which is believed to be a karmic retribution for a sinful life. The ancestor said, Bring me your sins and I will release them for you. The master sat still for a while and then said, I cannot find my sins in spite of all my efforts. The ancestor said, I have already released your sins for you. You should rely on Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. You are already released. You are already forgiven from the very beginning. We have all done things we're not proud of. And we will indeed experience the karma that such things generate. But all that will happen of itself. We don't have to obsess over it. Just rely on Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Just rely on the practice of this moment. Rely on Mu, or Hu, or the breath, or on just sitting. In this moment, there is no good, no evil, no person, no cause and effect, no karma. You are released. Self-doubt is a barrier. Toward the end of his long night under the Bodhi tree, Siddhartha was approached by Mara, the tempter, the force of ego delusion, who said, "Are you sure you're the one? Do you dare to seriously think that you are worthy to attain full enlightenment?" Self-doubt can arise any time, but it seems to be especially powerful when one is actually on the verge of a genuine insight experience. "Oh no, this can't be real. It's just my imagination. That sort of thing doesn't happen to me." In reply to Mara's challenge, the Buddha-to-be placed his hand on the earth and let all beings, all that breathes and does not breathe, bear witness. Do we dare? Of course we dare. To come to a sesshin and sit for 6.5 days is a supreme daring. Case number 40 in the Denko Roku. The 40th ancestor was Tonggan. One day Yeonju said to him, "If you want to attain such a thing, you must be such a person. As you are already such a person, why do you worry about such a thing?" Why do you worry about such a thing? Each one of us is Buddha, whole and complete, lacking nothing. We are not trying to overcome anything. We are not trying to become something else. We are not trying to attain or lose anything. All these barriers, walls, mountains, locked doors, are self-created. In fact, they are the self. There is a mutual creation. Self creates other. Other reinforces the self. Anything is a barrier if we let it be one. How do we do that? We attach to things. If we attach to the notion of a wall as wall, it becomes a barrier. If I attach to my own guilt and self-doubt, to notions of time, space, I face a barrier that will never be crossed. And Mu, that barrier of barriers, stands in for them all. We look at Mu and see an impenetrable wall. If you see clearly into Mu, or into the breath, or the counting, if you see into yourself, then there is no wall. It never was. There were never any barriers. Everything that looks like a barrier is actually a path. It is the path, the Tao itself. There's no question that this practice requires discipline. But it is discipline of a sort many of us have never encountered. The word discipline comes from the Latin discipuli, a student. It's also the same root as disciple. The word is usually taken to mean something imposed from the outside. As students in school, we work to please the teacher, to get good grades. In our jobs, we adhere to schedules and job requirements and descriptions so we don't get fired or demoted. And when we begin our practice, we follow the prescriptions of teachers and senior members. Here is how you sit. Here is how you engage into the practice. Back in the old days in the Rochester Session, if you started to fidget during a round, you would hear a stern, "No moving!" from the tanto. That and liberal use of the encouragement stick at the discretion of the tanto did work, sort of. But many of the awakening experiences that came out of that atmosphere were quite fragile. They came out of powerful emotional states that cannot be sustained. You can't maintain warrior mode for long. The only discipline that will be effective long term is that which comes from within. It is the discipline that arises from bodhicitta, the mind that seeks the way. And each one of us has that mind, is that mind. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting here. But as long as there is an I practicing, sitting, breathing mu, counting, as long as there is an observer, mu will remain an unapproachable tower of adamant that nothing will penetrate. Thoughts, speculations, ideas may peck and tear like starving vultures, but they will find no sustenance. What does it take to dissolve all barriers? You know it's coming. Practice the way. The one thing that the ego self and all its raised barriers cannot tolerate is attention, pure and causeless awareness. All the distractions, the errant thoughts, the sudden emotional states are all about taking you away from this here and now practice. So don't be fooled. Practice sincerely, persistently, and honestly. Wu Men says, gradually you purify yourself, eliminating mistaken knowledge and attitudes you have held from the past, casting away all illusory thoughts and discriminations, inside and outside become one. You are like a mute person who has had a dream. You know it for yourself alone. Suddenly, mu breaks open. The heavens are astonished. The earth is shaken. The moment that the self disappears into mu, into the breath, into the koan, mu not only breaks open, it disappears altogether. And then, what is there? Where is the barrier? Wu Men's verse to case number 32. You need take no steps, climb no ladder, just jump from the cliff with hands open. Is Wu Men advertising instant enlightenment? But at what point can you leap from the precipice? And where is the bottomless crater? You will know it when you see it. And when you come to the edge, jump with hands open. We are just beginning this session, but don't take your time for granted. Practice now the Dharma. Together with all beings, we realize the way.